Lee David, the 2014 World Series of Poker Mirror, the break at the end of level 6 in the Monster Stack. And I'm talking to the Monster Masher, Will the Thrill Failure. How's it going?
Very good, very good. I had a great World Series so far. Got 4 cashes out of about 12. Can't complain, not making any serious money, but I'm ahead. I'm up about $20,000 for the total trip. But, you know, it's been a great experience being the Monster Masher. I put a bounty on my head every day, a $300 DNA Pro headset. Really, really great quality. I love the opportunity that Monster gave me to represent the company. And we're doing it at the World Series.
Sponsorship deals in any kind are like rocking off shit. How did you manage to get this one?
They said if you shake enough trees, sometimes the leaves fall out. And I shook a lot of fucking trees for this one, I promise you that. A lot of trees. But yeah. I had to do the work on my own. It didn't land in my lap, I promise you.
You went looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, poker players, you are your own business. So you do have to do a bit of that, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of guys don't got that. You know what I mean? They're not into exploiting themselves the way you need to sometimes. And, you know, I'm a little bit of outlandish type of personality. And it's something that they were really looking for. And they love the relationship right now. Knock wood, I hope it lasts for a very long time.
When you first came into poker, was it a conscious decision to be a little more brash and a little more, you know, extend your personality, or are we getting exactly what we see with you?
Yeah, you know, I wear it on my shirt, as they say it. I brought in what I bring out in the street. You know, I am who I am. I'm not afraid of too many things in this world, and you know, I bring it to the table. I do it in a skit more now, because, you know, I became somewhat of a celebrity poker wise, and now I do it for the fun of it, and people, I love to make people laugh, you know. So I really get a lot out of it, and I enjoy it, and I, you know, I like when the people, like, you know, just hysterical.
And when you're not mashing people up and winning poker tournaments, what are you doing back home?
I'm playing with my family. That's all I want to do, is play every day. I just want to have fun every day. I play with my son, I play with my future stepdaughter, and my girlfriend. I have a great time.
How old are your kids?
My son is 12.
Oh, right.
My son is 12.
So he's just about to reach puberty soon.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I've loved everything about this kid. He's amazing. I love his aura. I love his person. I mean, he's someone that I envy. And it's hard to say that about your child, you know what I mean? So I'm just enjoying every day with him.
What type of dad are you?
I like to think I'm the ultimate dad on this planet.
Oh, come on. You can't do better than that.
I got to tell you, anyone who knows me as a father all says the same thing.
Do you have very high standards?
You know what it is? I really go out of my way to dedicate my life to him. I do whatever I have to do. I mean, I didn't have to fly home on Father's Day weekend. You know, I was out here for 6 weeks, and I knew Father's Day weekend was coming. And, you know, it's the only time in my life I get to celebrate something like that with my son. And I went home for 4 days, and I missed some really good tournaments, but it didn't even faze me. I just love being with him.
Does he ask you many questions about poker?
He's leaning that way. He hasn't really come into the real poker. I'm trying to keep him out of it, to be honest. I don't mind if he did it, you know, for fun, but I definitely don't want him to be a professional at it. So, you know, it's just too much of a grind for the average person.
What would happen if one day he came home to me and he said, "Dad, we're doing this thing in school where the fathers have got to come in and say about what they do"?
He would definitely say what I do. He's not ashamed of it at all. He loves what he does. Matter of fact, it's funny, I do a lot of charity tournaments on Long Island, and the last charity tournament that they want is for children. The last one they said to me, they said, "Will, we're going to put you in a tournament, whatever, and just see whoever you can get us, you know, try to get more players." I says, "Here's the catch. I'll do it. I'll get you a lot of players, but I want you to put my son in the tournament, too."
Right.
They put my son in the tournament. There was like 78 players. My son check-raised me 3 times and smoked me every time. I've never seen him play a tournament in my life. Out of 86 players or 78 players, one of those two numbers, I go out 8th, and he goes out 5th, and he beats his old man in the tournament. First tournament. True story.
A chip off the old block.
And I didn't hand him one chip. I didn't hand him one chip because it was me. I played him like I would play normal, and he just smoked me.
Good parents don't do that with their kids. They want to beat him in everything, right?
I want to own him. And he owned his father. I mean, like, he was a beast. He was unbelievable, and, you know, it was just a joy to see him. He was so proud of himself. He got this big, who's the guy, the wide receiver for the Giants?
Don't ask me. I'm from the UK. I don't even know that
game. He danced like this all the time. I forgot his name. But the big receiver for the Giants right now, they gave him a big basket with his jersey in the middle of autographed footballs and everything. He was loving it.
Well, thank you for your forthright answers, and hope you enjoy the Western World Series, mate. Thank you very much.